Hello.
Hi, good evening, sir. My name is Ernie from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion to the research. Let me ask you, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Now, are you at least 18 years of age?
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
The economy.
Economy, okay. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue today?
I really couldn't say.
Okay, not a problem. Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota for you?
That'd be a tough one.
Okay.
I'm gonna pass on that one.
Okay. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how will you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one will be agriculture and farming. Do you think they're doing an excellent job, a good job, just fair, or a poor job?
Good job.
Good job. Okay. What about electric utilities?
Of what?
Electric utilities?
Poor.
Poor. Okay. And medical manufacturing?
Poor.
Poor. Mining?
Poor.
Refining?
Poor.
And the last one will be forest products?
Poor.
Poor. Thank you so much. Now, how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and group doing managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one? Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Are they doing an excellent job, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair. U.S. Forest Service.
Poor.
Okay. Air environmental groups.
Poor.
County Lands Department.
Poor.
And the last one, Forest and Timber Industries.
Poor.
Thank you so much. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood, paper, and manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Will you say it is a very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
Somewhat important.
Thank you so much. Now, how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economic in the future? Will you say it will be a very significant role, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all?
Not too significant.
Not too, okay. Now, each year trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Will you say that they're more than harvest, same as harvest, fewer than harvest?
Fewer than harvest.
Okay. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than it was in 1970?
More.
More, okay. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and the future, or no?
No.
Okay. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Will you say that it's a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact?
Negative impact.
Thank you. Now, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environmental, or no?
It's possible.
Okay. Would that be a yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Now, do you feel it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial use on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness area, or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land and primarily for growing trees that would be harvested for making good and paper products, or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for use as a biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for a use of biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
Yes.
Thank you so much. We're almost finished. Thank you for helping me out tonight. It means a lot to me and the company. Now, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no?
No, not much.
Okay. Now, do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generates a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provided new jobs and income community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economic, a significant component, a minor component, or is fading a component?
Minor.
Minor, okay. Now, Lenny, like many industry, Minnesota's forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment, operators, and commercial licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
No.
No, okay. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economics and job opportunities by making $8 million investment. It is a forest industry workforce. Wisconsin is investing will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training and operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or forest product mills. Wisconsin is investing creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to increase in both numbers and diversity of the workforce. Now, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment to support its rural economics for forest and forest industry? Yes or no?
No, I don't support them doing that. I think the government should stay out of it.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for the part of the program. The first one, create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Do you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay. Now, increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach that people not traditionally employ the forest industries to include urban, indigenous, migrant, minority communities.
Oppose.
Okay. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Oppose.
And the last one, get into schools' classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forest workers' jobs provide.
Oppose.
Oppose. Thank you. Now, finally, just a few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
College.
College. Will that be some college or a college graduate?
College graduate.
Thank you. Now, what is your age?
Oh, I'm past retirement age.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, how will you describe the community where you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Small town.
Small town. Now, in your annual household income, is it $25,000, $20,000 to $49,999, $50,000 to $74,999,
$75,000 to $99,999,
or is it over $100,000? I don't talk about money. No problem. Now, do you consider your political views to be liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Conservative. And in which of the following categories will you put your job or business? Is it a manufacturing business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, a retired or a homemaker, student, or not employed?
Retired.
Retired. And my last question, in terms of a gender, do you consider yourself to be a male or a female? I'm sorry, sir. I have to read it verbatim. I'm really sorry.
Male.
Male. Sir, that was the last question on my survey tonight. I want to thank you so much for staying on the phone and helping me out. You're the first person that I talked to tonight, and I hope you have a safe week, sir.
Well, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.